During his retirement, James Madison wrote a great deal, reflecting often on the pivotal role he played in creating the Constitution, but very little on his two terms as president, or on the War of 1812, which he nearly lost. One can easily understand why. Madison was enormously proud of the Constitution, much of which he personally drafted. In contrast, his handling of the War of 1812, then known as Mr. Madison's War, was full of blunders, beginning with his dangerous and false assumption that the British were still far too busy with Napoleon to defend Canada properly. Actually, had the British been so inclined, they could have, not so easily, but still well enough, used the War of 1812 as a means of reversing the American Revolution and reclaiming the lost colonies. Much of the blame for the poor conduct of the war can be placed on Madison's inept Secretary of War, but the president's own intellectual and emotional makeup was an equally contributing factor. Throughout the War of 1812, even as Washington burned, the cerebral Madison clung to his tightly held belief that unbridled executive power remained the greatest threat to America's republican form of government. The conventional wisdom among historians is that Madison's presidency was the single blot on his otherwise magnificent career as a public servant, but Madison himself would have strongly disagreed. When the war was over, for example, he felt positively vindicated, not merely because he had saved the Union, but, more importantly, because he had preserved the political values of restraint that he always hoped the nation would embody. And to a consummate intellectual such as Madison, there can be no joy greater than vindication.